District leaders plan to open the schools in three phases. Two dozen schools that had the least amount of damage will reopen next Wednesday. The rest will follow over the next week and a half after that. School board chairwoman Pam Thomas says she was delighted and surprised that schools are set to reopen this soon.
I thought we might have to wait a little longer, but I'm glad we've got 24 of those schools are going to be open next week and then move the others in. This way, the good thing is, this way staggering it, we are not going to have to share schools.
Thomas says district leaders set reopen dates on Monday after they received a letter guaranteeing the county schools $10.6 million from the state's education lottery fund.
So that will help us move these other buildings so that they can open. It doesn't mean that every classroom will be ready to be moved into.
Thomas says that's especially true for the county's hardest-hit schools, where entire gymnasiums need renovations. The district is still estimating it would cost $125 million to restore the schools to pre-Florence condition. Thomas says district leaders don't know yet how much they'll receive from their insurance claims. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.